Common Sense Economics Rule Number 8. If a corporation makes billions in profits, taxpayers should not have to pay for their employees' health care. Walmart's record profits have made the Walton family the richest in America. But because they fail to offer affordable health coverage to 700,000 workers, taxpayers shell out billions for government care. Minneapolis, St. Paul, a city born by immigrants, searching for peace, prosperity, the American dream. Today's generation is no different. New challenges, but similar goals. Energy independence, affordable health care, lower taxes, a balanced budget, and a desire for an experienced leader to get them there. Join us. Learn how Minnesota's dreams are your dreams. John Corzine attacking Chris Christie's ethics? You gotta be kidding. Corzine's political cronies were just arrested, and his own cabinet member's house was raided by the FBI. Corzine, watch what he does, not what he says. He's worked hard all his life, paid his taxes, voted in every election, fought for his country. But today, his retirement has lost nearly half its value. He's worried about losing his home. And now, some members of Congress want to cut Medicare, raise taxes, and make seniors pay as much as 50% more for Medicare drug coverage. This isn't how it's supposed to be. Call Congress. Tell them to protect seniors from higher premiums for their Medicare. Burlington County's Bruce Garganio and Marianne O'Brien have detailed plans to cut property taxes, create jobs, and reform government. Their opponents don't. No wonder. Kim Kersey and Jim Bernard are backed by the corrupt Camden County tax machine. Kersey and her employer gave contributions to Jersey politicians and got rewarded with $26 million in taxpayer-funded contracts. Kersey and Bernard, politics as usual. They play, you pay.